Saying if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
S-I-E.
Seriously, Ignite.
Get your tickets to Funny First Saturdays, November 5th, online at funnyfirstsaturdays.com. Senior Chief Correspondent Damon Williams reports from Chicago on a story that validates why women like Cheryl Underwood never put their purses down. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom, as serious as Mr. J. Blige with a prenup.
Mr. J. Blige.
Hell, we don't know his real name. I'm going to call him Mr. J. Blige.
Mr. J. Blige.
Wow. You try to take her money, you might as well take the name like Tina Turner. Go ahead, Mr. J. Blige.
Mr. J. Blige.
Check this out, man. I think this is some Trailer Park News. I don't know that for a fact, but it's from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and the people are white. So let's start with that. All right. A man named Joshua Hunt, he was at the hospital in the ICU after being treated for injuries that were caused while he was a victim of a home invasion. Now, while he was there, his 9-month-old baby was also in ICU being treated from injuries sustained during this same home invasion. Now, the baby was there because the mother of the child brought the baby along with her while she and two other suspects were the home invaders. Are you keeping up with this? It's crazy.
So
Hunt, his son's mother, came through with some people to rob him and brought the baby with him. So then when they left, the robbers, I guess she left the son with the husband, with Hunt. I don't know if there's a husband. And that's how the baby got hurt, because somebody threw something through the window and it hit the baby. So now, check this out. Hunt is there in ICU, but now he's in jail. The victim, the guy who got robbed, is in jail because while he was in ICU with his son, who was hurt, he stole a purse from another family visiting people in ICU. So video surveillance got him on the elevator going through the purse. They search him. He got the woman's cell phone, her cash and credit cards. So this poor child got one mama on the run and the father in jail while that baby's still in the hospital. That is some seriously ignorant news. Seriously. As serious as Shaq and Madea shoe shopping. Seriously. So check this next story out from DeLand, Florida. A man was in a racetrack gas station when a stranger approached him asking for a ride to Wendy's. So the man said, "Nah, I can't give you a ride." So the stranger persisted. The driver refused. The stranger persisted. Then the stranger grabbed his waistband as to indicate that he had a gun and got in the car with the driver. But he got in the back seat. Said, "I got a gun." So he said, "You know what? Instead of Wendy's, take me to 7-Eleven. So when they got to the 7-Eleven, the carjacker said, "Let me buy this beer that you got back here on the seat." So he tried to buy the man's beer from him after he made him take him somewhere and carjacked him. So the man said, "No, you can't have my beer."
Oh, my God.
Exactly. So the carjacker told him, "Get out the car." And the reason why he told him to get out the car is because he wanted him to give him a hug.
What?
So he done carjacked the man, made him drive him around, tried to take his beer, made him late for wherever he was headed, burned up the gas he just bought.
Now let's hug it in. Come on.
Let's hug it up. And to make it so bad, the poor man got out and did it because he thought he had a gun.
Come on now.
Seriously.
It'll be like that. Let's hug it up. Come on. Here we go.
Hug it on up, baby. Report to you live from Chicago with all the serious ignorant news you can get. I want to say shouts out, man, and to a giant of a sitcom, Tommy Ford, rest in peace.
Yeah.
Hug it up, man. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Come on now. Come on.
It wasn't that bad now, was it? At least I didn't make you play with my ding-a-ling.
Gotta be there at the top. You got 4 minutes to make it there on time.